Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast as we get real close to the start of the National Hockey League season. Episode 188, I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars, for another good week of hockey talk, as we got lots of things to talk about tonight, as we're going to do our yearly. We've done this, I think, probably 5 years on our...
I don't know if we did our first year.
We didn't do it our first year. So this will be our fifth year of doing 10 crazy predictions. And it's usually worth a good laugh or two. And you know what? A couple of them come true. Like, we've nailed it. We've nailed a couple of them. We should keep them written down so I don't have to go back and listen to them all the time. But
I don't think we should write them down. We've had a couple crazy ones.
I nailed the Huberdeau last year.
You did. My worst one was... My worst one was New Jersey making the playoffs that 1 year.
That was a prediction, though. That wasn't in our 10 crazy predictions. That was just a flat-out prediction show.
Yeah.
And that's next week. So next week is probably our biggest show of the year. It'll be a little longer next week as we go through top-to-bottom NHL predictions. We tell you where we think every team's going to place, a little insight on every team, and, really pound it out next week. That'll be next Monday night. We'll do the NHL prediction show is the NHL season is we just started preseason. It's coming on us quick, so it's kind of nice. Like, did you watch any preseason games?
Yeah, I watched Vancouver Calgary in Vancouver. They had a split squad yesterday. I don't really put too much stock into preseason, but I mean it's a good opportunity for rookies to win NHL jobs. That's what the preseason is for, and I was just happy to watch hockey again.
I know. So, I watched a little Minnesota Colorado last night. Tonight I'm going to flip through the channels. I know there's like five or six games tonight too. So I will flip through the channels after that because I don't really care to watch football anymore. I don't know. I just.
Yeah. Well, the last two primetime games have been snooze fests.
Yeah.
One last night was brutal. It was like 10-11 or something.
Yeah, I don't think tonight's is a whole lot better. It was 6-3 just a minute
ago. It's 6-3. So. Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of brutal, I saw a fact about the longest active cup droughts in the National Hockey League. Can you name the top five longest teams that have gone without winning the Stanley Cup?
I'm going to go Toronto.
Toronto is number one.
Toronto, Buffalo, Vancouver. Toronto, Buffalo, Vancouver. Chicago was in there until they won all their cups. Trying to think.
I'll let you off the hook here. You got the top three. Nail them. Four and five are the Philadelphia Flyers at 46 years. And number five is the Arizona Coyotes at 42 years. You pair them up with
the Winnipeg. They've been in the league that long?
Well, with the Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, right. So that's franchise. Kind of a tricky one.
A little bit, yeah. I know. When I first saw that, I was like, holy crap. But no, it makes sense, though.
Yeah, I knew the top three for sure. I wasn't sure of four and five.
Hey, you remember last week when I ripped Buffalo for being, you know, stupid about knee-jerk, stupid signings of players and stuff like that? Did you see they proved me right? Did you see they went and signed Kevin Adams to an extension, a multi-year extension? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? They've sucked. Like,
at
why?
At the same time, you want to show that you have some stability there. You can't just keep changing coaches and keep changing GMs after three every 4 years. You want to show the fans that you got some stability, and obviously they trust this guy enough to give him an extension. Like, there's just been so much instability in that organization. Like, Eichel all of a sudden wants out. That's your best player. Like, that's not a good culture to have. You got to rebuild your culture, and that starts with the upper management. So, I mean, like, you got to have stability in our organization. It starts with the GM and the owner.
I don't disagree.
That's how I saw it.
I agree with
you on that. Organization hasn't made the playoffs since, what, 2008? Like, that
sounds about right. But here's the deal, though. Like, isn't it hard to reward failure, though?
It is, but like, they have a tough time signing free agents. They got to build their team through the draft.
Because nobody wants to play for them because they're awful.
Yeah, they got to rebuild their culture. That's where it starts.
Yeah,
I think they have a decent young core, like Owen Power, Tage Thompson. Who's that other guy they just signed?
I know, I'm with you. I know that. Just I'm
Rasmus
laughing.
Rasmus Dahlin, like the,
yeah, I don't think he's. I don't know if
Ukko Pekka Luukkonen. He could be a good goalie for them. We'll see.
Yeah,
he's put up good numbers in Finland, so see what happens.
I don't know. This seems kind of weird. Speaking of weird, today we're going to do 10 crazy predictions on the show. We'll go around the league and talk about retiring stars. McKinnon signs a monster contract. Ellis' career maybe in jeopardy, and the Global Series in question. All right, let's get right into the 10 crazy predictions, because I don't know. Usually when I do the 10 crazy predictions, like I don't usually get them right, because they're 10 crazy predictions. How often are you going to get one right? But like, I usually can think of some like right off the tip of my tongue. And I struggled a little bit this time just coming up with I don't know. I struggled a little bit.
I got six written down.
You gotta pick your best five.
Eliminate one. But you want to start?
Yeah, I'll go first. My first one is that the Toronto Maple Leafs will advance past the first round, and not only the first round, but they will advance past the second round. And the part two to this is that Matt Murray will not be their starting goalie.
Okay, well, once this pod is done, I'm going to go to YouTube, download the video MP4, and clip that, because the Leafs are not winning two rounds.
They are.
My first prediction is your second part of your prediction.
Okay, well, that's
the Toronto Maple Leafs starter for the playoffs is not on their roster right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of leads into a little bit of what I said, isn't it?
I think if Minnesota falters or something, I think they go out and get a Marc-Andre Fleury type guy.
Well, they're not getting Marc-Andre Fleury.
Why not?
You think Minnesota's giving up Marc-Andre Fleury this year? They don't have goalie, because they don't have an OBLs.
Did they not just get what's his name from Ottawa? Who's going to be the future of their goaltending? What's his name? Gustafson. They just got Gustafson. So he played well for Ottawa last year, so he's going to be their guy.
I don't know.
You might get a good haul for Fleury at the deadline. Especially if a team like Toronto's desperate for a goalie.
But then you have to accept the fact that Minnesota's out of the playoffs.
Which very well could happen.
They
played very well last year.
I have not done my predictions yet, Blake.
I think I have mine pretty much set in stone. I got a couple more that I'm kind of flip flopping, but
we got till next week, and I'll get them done. Yeah. But yeah. I'm there's a couple teams that were in the playoffs last year that I'm looking at it, like Minnesota being one that I'm like, and I'm really back and forth. And I almost put, you want to hear, I'm going to give you a little insight. One of the 10 crazy predictions that I didn't use, but I was thinking about it, and I just didn't know how to word it or how exactly to have it pan out. But it had to do with the Minnesota Wild, and it had to do with the goaltending. And that I really think that this year they are going to regret the hell out of not having Cam Talbot.
Well, I mean, you had them both last year, right?
Yeah, and that was great.
But Cam Talbot and Marc-Andre Fleury are pretty similar guys.
Yeah,
but they can afford to keep both because of all the dead cap.
Okay, but I understand that, and I don't disagree with that. But I'm going as far as saying I would have chosen Talbot over Fleury. And here's why, Blake. And I hate to, and I'm not wishing this upon anybody. But how long can a goalie like Marc-Andre Fleury go without having a year where he goes down with an injury?
Yeah, no, he's 37 years old. No, I'm not saying that he's not up there in age, but Cam Talbot's not young either. He's 35.
I know.
So you go with the more experienced guy. I mean, it's won 3 Stanley Cups. It's hard not to choose Fleury.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if Pittsburgh could go do that decision over again, I think they'd keep Fleury over Matt Murray. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think if you ask anybody in Pittsburgh management that's still in their management team from that, they would say that was a bad mistake.
Yeah, 100%.
Bad mistake.
Prediction number two?
Yep. Well, it's actually our third prediction because I had one, you had two. This is the third.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right?
Yeah.
Jonathan Huberdeau will have more points than both Matthew Tkachuk and Johnny Gaudreau. Not combined. Now he'll have more points than both of those two players.
Seriously? I have the exact same prediction as you. Mine's a little different, though.
Okay, well, go fire yours then. This will be number
Kadri four. Kadri and Huberdeau combined will have more points than Tkachuk and Gaudreau.
That's a pretty close prediction.
Yeah. So that means Kadri's got to repeat last year's production.
So is that not, are we maybe not too crazy on this prediction? Is this maybe not off the wall enough to be a crazy prediction?
It could be.
Here's the way I look at it, and I'm not.
I just don't know. Like, what center is Gaudreau going to play with? Cole Sillinger?
That's what I'm. That's
like, that's their first line center right now.
I know. I mean,
and that's a big drop off. No disrespect against Cole Sillinger.
No, he's going to be great.
Cole Sillinger compared to Elias Lindholm,
big deal.
Quite a big drop off.
Yeah.
And Lindholm set Gaudreau up a lot, and vice versa.
Yeah. Now Tkachuk will be
good last year.
Tkachuk will be with Barkov.
Tkachuk's going to have Barkov. Of course, who's a great player.
That's big time.
But I just don't know.
I know, I'm with you. And you know what? Of the two, the Huberdeau, and you know, let's going back to your comment. The Huberdeau, the Kadri part of the equation scares me more than the Huberdeau one does.
Right.
And I'm not.
He's got to replicate last year.
Well, I don't, if he doesn't replicate last year. Let's say he gets 90% of it or even 85% of it. I think you're happy as a Flames fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's a guy that isn't afraid to muck stuff up and he'll drop the gloves if he has to. But, I mean, to ask him to score 90 points again, that would be a big ask. But
well, and you know, okay, you look at this. You look at this in Calgary. Let's put Gaudreau and Tkachuk in the conversation. A career years from both those two, career year from Lindholm, career from every defenseman on the back end. I mean,
career year for Huberdeau too last year.
Yeah, if everybody had career years.
Career year for all four of those players. Kadri too.
Yeah. They can't all replicate that. I don't care what anybody says. You can't have that many players replicate career years.
Right.
Just the law of averages doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So. Okay, we're on to number five. You want to hear number five?
Mm-hmm.
Caden Primo will start more games than any other Habs goalie this season. That's a crazy prediction.
So that means they're in tank mode because he hasn't looked good in the NHL.
Well, here's my reasoning behind that.
Now, if they're giving the keys to Primo, who's 21, well, if he's starting the most games, you're giving him the keys.
Well, one of two.
What Philly did when Carter Hart was 19 years old, said, you're the guy. Here's this keys. You're going to start most of our games.
No. Price is done.
Yeah, Price is done. Okay, you still got Jake Allen.
Yeah, I know. Jake Allen's either going to struggle out of the gate or he's going to get traded. And here's one of the things. If you look at Jake Allen, right, in his career, and I'm not wishing bad luck upon Jake Allen at all, but if you look at his career, when it was a 1A, 1B, he was great.
He's very good.
But when he had the keys on his own.
He's not a starting goalie.
Not good.
And that's why if I was Colorado, I would have traded for Jake Allen in the offseason. I would have went Jake Allen and Francois.
I don't mind their goaltenders though. I don't mind.
You like what's his name? They got from the Rangers?
Yeah, I do.
Gorgiev, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I know I don't do I think he's like
I just feel like Jake Allen would have been a little bit more of security. in case Francois struggles a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe. But here's my fear with that. If Colorado would have brought Jake Allen in,
yeah,
would he have been pinned the number one?
I think it would have been 1A, 1B with him and Francois.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think Carey Price is done forever?
Unfortunately, I do. Yeah, I mean, hip injuries, knee injuries are the death of goalies. I mean, look at the history of, it happened to Corey Schneider. I mean, double hip surgeries and his career is over. So, I mean, hip injuries, knee injuries, you need your lower half to be successful in the NHL. And I mean, Carey Price, one of the best goalies of my generation. You hate Carey Price.
I don't hate this. I don't hate Carey Price.
I think he's a Carey Price hater.
No, I'm not. He's a great goalie.
But he's going to go down to one of the best to ever do it, for sure.
All right. So am I crazy on this? Hang on. I got one more second on this. Am I crazy on this prediction, or does it sound legit?
I mean, it depends what direction Montreal goes. If Montreal goes in full tank mode, Primo is going to get a lot of the games. So
They're going in full tank mode, don't you think?
But like,
who do they?
You got to be somewhat like Montreal's forward group isn't that bad. They're going
to
score some goals this year.
Well,
their defense is not good, and their goaltending is not good.
They're going to have to score about six a night.
No, that's what I'm saying. Their defense and goaltending is not good, but their forward group, like on paper, it's not bad. It's not bad. You want me to read you their forwards?
Sure.
I'll bring it up right now.
I think you're and we're going to get into this in the prediction show next week, but I think you're grossly overselling the Habs.
Up front, you got Suzuki, Gallagher, Josh Anderson, Evgeny Dadonov, Mike Hoffman, Dvorak, Kirby Dock. You got Cole Caulfield and Yurov Slavkovsky. That's not
Yeah,
that
but
bad.
You can't have Slavkovsky play right away. He's not. Oh my God. I hate when Pete teams wreck.
I just named him. Say he's going to start. I'm just naming their forwards on cap friendly right now.
So let me ask you this question. I love Josh Anderson, but I have zero faith that that guy plays over 40 games this year.
Yeah, he's always been, the injury bug bites him for sure.
It does, and it sucks because I love watching him play. He's really good. He's really good.
Yeah. You want to hear my third prediction?
Yep.
Which would be, what, six?
Yep.
DJ Smith is the first coach fired.
No, he won't be. Because that goes against my first prediction. But you have him making the playoffs still.
I don't have him in the playoffs.
Yeah, you do. You said in the first thing that Matt Murray. Oh no, you said Matt Murray won't be their goalie at the end of the year.
Leaf starter.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt Murray's not in the Ottawa anymore. Come on.
I'm losing my mind.
I think that they have expectations.
No, he's not getting fired.
They haven't had this much expectation since 2017, and I think they're going to struggle out of the gate.
You really think that he would be the first guy to go?
I think so.
I
think so. They got a lot of expectations, Brad. They haven't had the expectations come with a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. And the offseason they just had, struggle.
Don't you feel like there could be so many more in front of him, though?
Who, though? All these guys, seven guys just got hired. They're not going to get fired in their first year.
I know.
All right, there was eight new coaches, actually.
Could Brad Lars?
Another guy they can get fired is Bruce Boudreau if the Canucks struggle.
Yeah? No, they're not firing him.
He only has 1 year.
Yeah.
So.
You know who I think the first one is? And you're going to think I'm crazy. I think it's Dave Hakstol. And the reason I say that is I think
not really his team either.
It's a crappy team in Seattle. A crappy team. But that market's gonna be like, no, we gotta win now.
I mean, the team they drafted didn't really say you can win now, but
no.
They got some good young talent.
I don't know. I'm trying to look at other candidates to get fired, and I don't really know who else.
I really don't see one.
Lindy Ruff? John Hines in Nashville?
He was good last year.
I'm not saying he wasn't good last year. I've seen a lot of coaches that were good last year get fired this year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. I think it's DJ Smith.
Okay.
I think they're going to struggle out of the gate.
I'm going to make a little side prediction here. I don't think there's going to be that many coaches fired this year because I don't know how there can be.
Well, I'd be half the league just hired a new coach.
I know.
Of course not.
That's what I'm saying. All right. I'm ready for my, what is it, my fourth one. Number seven. Robin Lehner will not play another NHL game.
That is spicy. Oh, boy.
I know.
Sad. That might be your boldest yet of all time.
Sad but true.
He's, what, 30 years old?
I don't know how old he is.
Let me look. Name drop Cap Friendly again. Great site.
I know. We're in there.
IR here. Where is he at? He's 31 years old.
Yeah, he's done.
Whew. I don't know about that. He's got, what, 4 years left? You're just going to put him on LTIR the next 4 years?
Yeah. I think he's got a myriad of things going around, and I don't think Vegas has any patience to deal with it, whether they should or shouldn't.
That's fair. I mean,
I just think that's
talk about an organization that just completely fumbled the ball in that goaltending.
Well, and a lot of other aspects too. They lived for today, and screwed themselves for tomorrow
down the road. Yeah.
They kicked the can down the road, and the can fell in the gutter.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Let's see. Well, I got six here. I got to eliminate one, man. What do I want to do here? Okay, my fourth prediction. Moritz Seider wins the Norris Trophy.
That's bold. Because if anybody beats Cale Makar this year, I will do something really stupid on the show. Because that guy could be the best player in the National Hockey League.
That's very bold because Josi and Makar exist.
So. I know. And you know what?
I'm putting my faith in Moritz.
And you can't forget about Hedman, and there's a lot of other defensemen that are really, really good. And I like Moritz Seider. I think he's awesome. And I think what he does and what he brings to Detroit is going to help that team take the steps they need to be a competitive hockey team.
Yeah.
Because when you have a guy like him on the back end, it just changes things.
Yep.
You know, I look at...
He's a different... Him. Well, look at Lucas Raymond up front for Detroit. Like, mm-hmm. Difference maker, and they're young, too. I mean, it's only his second year in the league.
And they get a lot of work to do. They do have a lot of work to do. But...
Detroit?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they're on the right track, though. The Zeiser plan's doing very well right now.
And you know what?
I like that they just brought in... What's his name? Who they just bring in? Palat. Oh, no, was it? No, not Palat. Who was it?
Yeah, they brought
from. Was it?
I've got it coming up. You know, there were so many changes this year that you can't even remember them all.
They brought in David Perron, Andrew Kopp.
But he's injured. He's injured now.
I was thinking Palat. He went to New Jersey.
He went to New Jersey, and boy, he's going to hate his life there.
Money talks, buddy. We all know this.
They got I don't know. I look at Detroit, and they're a better hockey team. I like their goaltending tandem. Do you?
Detroit, yeah. Nedeljkovic and Billy Husso.
I don't mind that at all.
No, it's really good.
I don't mind
it. I think they gave Husso a little too much money, but...
Yeah, 4.7
for 3 years.
Yeah, they probably could have. Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Maybe I was thinking maybe like four.
I know, but like to get the deal done, like are you not doing it for 750?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's
one of those things. You know, you look at these contracts. It's all right. My fifth and final and the ninth crazy prediction of the year for the show: Jack Eichel will not find his way in Vegas this year. And he won't even lead the Golden Knights in points.
Who is?
That didn't have, that wasn't part of my prediction.
I'm putting you on the spot here. If Eichel's not leading their scoring, who is?
I'll tell you. Let me look here. But that's not part of my prediction. My prediction is that this guy is not going to live up to $10 million, much less what they had to give to get him. I don't think Mark Stone can do it, because I'm not so sure Mark Stone can stay healthy. I sit here and I look at it and I'm like, you look at this team up front.
Okay, so who is it going to be? Carlson, Marchessault, Riley Smith, like...
Riley Smith.
Is it Shea Theodore?
Riley Smith. This team, look at this roster, Blake. And we're going to dive into this much deeper next week. But... Whew.
Yeah.
It's not... And they're $10 million over cap right now.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for my last one?
Yeah.
Patrick Kane will be traded to the Colorado Avalanche before the trade deadline.
It's possible, but I doubt it. I don't know why my gut tells me that they finish out the last years of their contract in Chicago, and then who knows?
No, there's no way they do that. There's no way.
What gives you any inkling that that's not going to happen based off what we've seen and heard so far?
They've shown that they're trading their players for picks.
Well, they're done this year. They're at the end of the road. Both of them are.
No.
This is their final year. Sure? Both of them.
Is it?
Yes. They're both done. This is it.
I thought they had 1 year left.
No, this is it. They're done after this year. Neither one's getting traded.
Yeah. No, they're both getting traded.
They both have no move clause.
Jonathan Toews is going to Winnipeg.
Oh, I mean,
riding off in the sunset.
He would be great
Jonathan
there.
Jonathan Toews and picks for Dubois. Who says no?
Winnipeg. Well, depends on. I don't know. One minute you hear he's not signing there, and then the second minute he says, I didn't say that. My agent said that. I didn't say that. I don't know what to believe on that end.
Yeah.
I mean, he has ties to Winnipeg. His dad is a coach in the staff. I don't know. I mean, if I had to put money on it, I'd say he leaves. Thus, your trade could be a legitimate reality. But I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots to think about. Some crazy predictions. We were a little off the wall with a couple of them, but probably not as off the wall as we've been in some years past, maybe. But
right.
Time to go around the league. Camp is underway, and there's still a lot to talk about right away. There's a lot of veterans announced their retirement on the same day. Zdeno Chara, Keith Yandle, and PK Subban all announced their retirement on the same day. Zdeno Chara, 25 years. Keith Yandle, 16 years. Both those guys, amazing. And then PK Subban, I don't know.
You're a big PK guy, though.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
You're a huge PK guy.
Sadly, the only thing I don't like about him retiring is that we're going to end up listening to him more now than we ever have. And I don't know that that's a good thing.
Okay, what is your thoughts on him being on like a Hockey Night in Canada?
He will be.
I don't think that would be a bad thing. Kevin Bieksa does a good job.
Yeah, but Kevin Bieksa is a lot different than PK Subban.
PK Subban was a better defenseman than... Bieksa.
I don't think so.
Bieksa was a tougher guy to play against, but overall skill, I think PK Subban is way better.
PK Subban was a defensive liability for 90% of his career. He had one year he put up a shit ton of points and won the Norris. Defensively, he was junk.
Yeah. I'm just surprised. So,
but you I'm know he's going to get hired.
I'm just surprised he couldn't. I don't know. I was surprised Subban retired.
I'm not at all old.
Like the fact that he couldn't even get a PTO or a vet man, like, it's kind of surprising.
Not to me. Not to me.
Yeah.
I think there's two reasons that hurt PK Subban. And I don't know. You can call me.
Well, we better not go down this road.
No, I think he's too big of a, I think a lot of locker rooms didn't want him. I think he's too big for his britches.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the other two didn't surprise me though.
No, I mean like Zdeno Chara.
Zdeno Chara is what, 45 years old.
I saw both these happening, and I think both those guys were great.
Yandel got his all time Iron Man streak and whatnot, right?
Yeah, he's
and then he got healthy, scratched, and he saw the writing was on the wall for Yandel. He had a great career.
Oh, for sure.
Big fan of Keith Yandel. He had excellent time with the Rangers, Arizona. He was a good player.
Can you get a better team guy than him too?
No, I mean, he's
everything you ever wanted, isn't he?
Like, no, it's great. It's unbelievable. Like, somebody bring up his, I'm just trying to, where the hell is he? Anyway, don't worry about it.
And Zdeno Chara, he's a first round Hall of Fame ballot. I mean, he's in there. And you know, one of the things that I think Zdeno Chara was so good at is he wasn't the best skater. But
yeah, but he adapted very well.
But he knew his limitations.
Well, and he knew how to defend. He used his size to his advantage.
Absolutely. And he knew
and he had to, because the game got faster and faster and faster and faster, and he still stuck around until he's 45.
I still can't believe it.
So, A, that shows you how good of shape he's in, and B, it shows you that he adapted.
I can't believe Boston let him go.
They
could have signed him for so cheap, and he would not have hurt that team at all.
No. He went to...
The Islanders.
He went to the Islanders, and then he finished his career with the Capitals.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nathan MacKinnon signs the monster deal. 8 years, $12.6 million AAV. I got a question for you. Did he leave money on the table on this one?
Boy, so much for his comments 3 years ago that he's taking a hometown discount.
He did.
I mean, fuck, 12 mil might be a hometown discount.
I think it is. Because if he would have,
I think he could have got more
for sure. Like if he,
I think he could have got like 15.
Yeah, I was thinking 14.5. What are they going to do?
What's the max? I think the max is 16.
What do you mean the max?
The max dollar you can get per year, the AAV max.
No, there's no AAV max. You can get as much as they'll give you. You got to fit under the cap. There is no AAV max. There's no AAV max.
AAV max.
There is not. There's a minimum league salary. There is no maximum league salary. There's no way in the collective bargaining agreement that they would ever, ever agree to that. As long as it fits under the cap, it's good.
The NHL maximum you can get is 16.3.
Is that in the CBA though?
The minimum is $700,000.
That's not in the new CBA though, is it? I don't think that's in the new CBA.
Oh, sorry. That was 1920. Sorry.
1920?
No. Like 2020. Sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
I
don't think that's in the new
2022.
It doesn't matter. I don't think it's in the new CBA. It might be, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you just look at that. I think he left money on the table. I think this is a hometown discount. This guy's a stud. Yeah. And I think he could ask for anything.
But it's crazy that he hasn't had 100 points.
Yeah, but don't you feel like he's more of a complete player?
Yeah.
Like, if I had to ask you straight up, okay, I want an honest answer. If you were building a franchise right now, would you take him or Connor McDavid? And I know Connor McDavid's quicker, and I know Connor McDavid scores more points. I'm asking a straight-up question, though.
I'd take McDavid.
I'd take McKinnon. But you know who I might take Kale McCarr over all.
And McDavid's 2 years younger, too.
Okay. That's got him nowhere.
You said build a team.
Yeah, well. Got to be a winner, right? Hey, yeah. I got a question for you. I'm bringing back an old story here. You remember when you used to compare Quinn Hughes to Kale McCarr? You still want to do that?
I don't recall that, actually.
What? You're so foolish.
I know.
Full of that. You used to compare those two. You're such a liar. Oh, my God.
I don't remember that.
You did on the show. You used to compare them on
my mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Purposely.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Ryan Ellis is expected to miss the entire season with an injury. I believe he played 4 games for the Philadelphia Flyers. Is this guy's career over?
It might be. I mean, well, you know whose career might be over? That you one of your favorite guys from the Brandon Wheat Kings?
Oh, Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
For sure. But you know what? I know. I'm going to tell you something crazy. I'm almost positive Vegas signed him knowing he was damaged good so they can bury that salary.
They traded for him.
They traded for him so they knew they could bury that salary. Think about that, Blake. They knew if they traded for him, they needed to clear salary cap, and they knew they could plug his on LTIR. They knew he was damaged goods, and they wanted him to be damaged goods. Sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Ryan Ellis, I wish this guy the best. I thought he was a great defenseman, and I would hate to see him not be in the league anymore. Yeah. That would be crazy. Yeah. Troubles don't end there in Philly with Sean Couturier's out with injury. Boy, Philadelphia.
A whole year he's out.
Philadelphia is going to be it's going to be a race for who's the crappiest team. And boy, we're going to talk about that next week. One last thing we're going to talk about here around the league. It came out this weekend that the global series that's going to be taking place in Czechoslovakia has run into a snag. As the Czechia government has announced that they are not welcoming Russian players over there. And San Jose's general manager, Mike Greer, followed it up with saying, well, if the whole team doesn't go, we don't go. What happens in this? How does this work out? And where do we go from here?
Is it the right thing to do? I think it's the right thing to do, though, for the Sharks. Because Greer comes in.
I think
Greer is coming in. He's laying down the foot and saying, it's the same thing as in Buffalo. We gotta build a good culture and we gotta show everybody that we're sticking together. If they go over there and they don't bring the Russian players, I'd be fucking pissed. I'm not part of the team.
Here's my take on it. I think it's the right thing for the Sharks to do. I think it's the right thing for the Czechia government to do. We're not in their situation. They're dealing with it much closer to home than we are.
Yeah.
So I understand it. I understand them. I understand what they're saying. I'm not saying I can't really give an opinion if it's right or wrong because I'm not living in the same situation where family members are affected every day by it. So right. I get it.
Okay.
Here's my thing. Let me finish my one comment. This is a time in the world where the NHL should not be venturing outside Canada and the U.S. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's not overseas. Really, isn't safe right now.
Not right now.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Now go ahead. Mean, ask me the question.
Well, we share like thoughts and prayers to the Atlantic right now too. I mean, that Hurricane Fiona stuff is like. Did you see some of that stuff?
I just cut.
Holy smokes!
Cut parts of it. Never a good situation.
It's hitting Atlantic Canada pretty tough. So
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hate any of those weather situations are scary, whether it be a tornado or a hurricane or whatnot. It's just. Extremely devastating. So, with that bit of good news, let's roll into 3 questions.
It's time for three questions.
Oh, it's time for our favorite part of the show. This week, Blake gets to fire three questions at me, and we'll follow it up with a listener question that, I don't know. It's an interesting one. Let's put it that way. Go, Blake.
Do you think Austin Matthews can repeat his 60-goal campaign from last year?
No, but he'll be close.
Okay. I agree that no.
That's just tough. But I will say,
Matthews is going to have a 70-goal season in his career. He's that good of a scorer.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I will say this. Okay. Since you had the nerve to go back in time.
It only hurt you.
Hey, stop talking. Please stop talking. You had the nerve to dig up stuff on me about Hughes and Makar.
We're just going to go back to season two.
And when you said that Patrick Laine was a better player than Austin Matthews, you want to talk about that, Brad? That slipped your mind too?
No, I said that. And obviously not agreeing with what I said then, but I did say that because you know what? Is there a player that you saw as a young player that has underachieved more than Patrick Laine?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's gotten put in good spots. I know.
But he doesn't take advantage of it.
He's just lazy.
I know, that's the problem.
He's got one of the best shots in the league. He's just lazy. He's lazy.
Wicked good shot.
Okay. I predicted DJ Smith would be the first coach fired in one of our predictions. I want to know what coach is under the most pressure in your mind.
Under the most pressure?
Like, what coach is on the hot seat for you beginning the season?
Let's take a look. You know, I think this year, I'm going to rattle off a couple of them here. I think Rod Brind'Amour. Now, listen to me. I don't think he's going to get fired, but it's about time for them to win or not.
Yeah, I mean... But it's just, that's tough though. I mean,
it's about time for them to win. Blake, how many years can you be that good? This is a good hockey team.
I think he gets a pass on last year though, because their starting goalie got hurt right before the playoffs.
I'm not saying, listen to what I'm saying. I don't think he's getting fired. I just think if he can't put it together this year, next year might be a little more difficult for him.
You know who's under the most pressure?
I'm not done here. I think Jay Woodcroft in Edmonton is under some serious pressure.
They just signed to a 3-year deal.
I don't care. They need to win. And they need to win more than any other team in this league besides Toronto.
So you're telling me Edmonton is a cup contender? Is that what you're telling me?
We're going to get to that next week. Yeah, I think they are.
You think Jack Campbell's enough, eh?
We're going to get to that next week, okay?
Just trying to pick your little brain.
I know. I'm going to rattle off a couple more here that are on the hot seat. I take that back. I'm going to leave it at that because I think those two have
the most
pressure.
You're not even naming the guy at the most pressure.
Jared Bednar?
Sheldon Keefe.
Yeah, but are they going to fire him?
Sheldon Keefe.
Are they going to fire him?
They fired Babcock after a 9-15 start. If the Leafs get off to a shit start, his ass is fucking gone.
I don't know.
His ass is gone.
I don't know.
They've missed the playoff. They've failed to get past the first round the last 3 years, and who does that usually fall on? If you don't fire the GM, you're firing the coach.
So who do they rehire Babcock?
No, they're not rehiring Babcock.
Why?
I don't know.
Babcock's going to be in the league here soon.
You think so?
I do.
You think he's... Really?
I do. I think in the next 2 years, he's back. Somewhere. I do.
That's an interesting one. Who is your breakout candidate for this upcoming season?
Marco Rossi.
Really? That's a good one. I mean, a guy that's dealt with some injury problems. You know who it's going to be? I think Jay Gottinger is going to solidify as a top goalie in the league. This is his time.
He got
7 games in the playoffs and a little bit end of last year. He's gonna go way up in the rankings.
And I love him. I think he's a great goalie. The only thing I worry a little bit about him is I just worry about that Dallas team a little bit.
Yeah, but they've always had a pretty good system though.
They have
defensive system. But
now they got a new coach. He's a defensive coach. I'm not saying you're wrong by any means. I think Jay Gottinger is great. Great player. All right. Yeah. Listener question from Norman Schmitz. He sent us a little graph. It says, what if the NHL had 4 divisions in each conference with 4 teams in each division, much like the National Football League? And I thought about it and I looked at it and I'm going to get your take. I'll give my quick take. I don't know how you do the playoffs. I love 4 teams in each division. I like it just because that really pulls that division together and creates hatred. And I love hatred in sports because rivalries is what gets us ready for the games, right? I mean, that's what rivalry games are great. But I don't know how you do the playoffs. Do you do the top 2 teams or you do the winners of each division and then the best 4 in that conference after that?
Yeah.
I think that would be the way to go.
I think you would take top division winner and then the best 4 records. So if 4 teams are in one division, and they deserve to go.
Yep.
I mean, it would be crazy.
Then the worst wild card plays the best division winner.
Right. Yeah. It's
interesting.
Like NFL's got a bunch of buys and stuff in their playoffs. So I don't know. They wouldn't be able to do that way. But it would be definitely interesting. It would bring a lot more rivalries to the game. Right. Like Vancouver and Seattle would play 7-8 times a year.
Oh, you couldn't do that. You could only do 5. You could only do 5.
But 5 or 6. Okay, this year, Calgary and Edmonton only play 3 times. It's like, we need at least 5 of those.
I think you should have 5 against everybody in your division.
Yeah. So that's what, no, you can't really do that though. Cause there's 8 that's per division. 5 times 8, that's 40 games.
Yeah.
That's half against your division.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't really be much games to go. Yeah. I don't know.
But let me run through these divisions real quick just for the sake of rivalry talk. The Southeast would be Carolina, Florida, Tampa, Washington. How good a division is that?
Yeah.
Loaded.
That would be good.
The Atlantic would be New Jersey, the Islanders, Rangers, and Flyers. The Great Lakes would be Buffalo, Columbus, Detroit, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would win a division again. Northeast would be the Bruins, Habs, Sens, and Leafs. That'd be a really good rivalry division. Wow. South Central would be Arizona, Colorado, Dallas, and Nashville. I don't know how that one fits in there.
Yeah.
Kind of all in the middle, I guess. The North Central would be Chicago, Minnesota, St. Louis, Winnipeg. That would create some good rivalries there.
That geographically makes sense, too.
Yeah, Pacific would be Anaheim, L.A., San Jose, and Vegas, and then the Northwest would be Calgary, Edmonton, Seattle, Vancouver. So, I don't know. I don't mind the way it is right now, but I don't mind that.
It's good. For me, I love the 1-8, 2-7 stuff.
I don't. I like you got to get through your division. I like you got to get through your division. I like the way it is set up now. We got Calgary, Edmonton last year.
I'm not complaining.
We got Toronto, Montreal a couple years ago. I mean, there's just some really good things that can come out of that division stuff. But
yeah,
it's interesting. Yeah. All right, man. Another episode in the books. We're back next Monday night, October 3rd, for our biggest show of the year, our favorite show of the year, and our biggest. It's the annual prediction show. Always entertaining, full of laughs, some embarrassing moments, and every year, we do make a few things right and a few good points, so we can't lose track
last
of
year. We did pretty good.
We were really good.
We did
last
pretty
year.
Good.
By far, yeah. Our best ever last year. And yeah, that'll be fun. Check out the past episodes and everything on debatehockey.com. Got some NHL news on there and everything. Preseason hockey's going. Enjoy the games and get your teams ready. The excitement is opening night gets closer and closer. We'll see you next week for the Big Prediction Show.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.